Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Chris is probably the worst person in Pittsburgh to ask this question to, but I'm going to do it anyways. How did the Browns win last night make you feel?
I was happy for them. I mean, aside from the fact that, yes, everybody knows my mom's from Cleveland, I still kind of root for the team in general, almost in the way that I want to just see them win a game because they're such sad sack losers most years. But I was happy because I think those are legit fans, man. You go up there and you watch a team or you live in that area and they're so bad for so long and they screw everything up and they've got a gimmick jersey with all the names. Baker Mayfield, if he starts next week, will become the 30th quarterback since they came back into the league to play.
Gradkowski's name is
on there. Gradkowski's on there. Like Charlie Fry's name is
Spurgeon
on there.
Spurgeon
Wynn is on there. Anthony Wright is on there, I think.
Ugh.
So they've got all this horrid history after Art Modell moved him. Of course, they move in the mid-90s, and that team very quickly becomes a Super Bowl contender
in
Baltimore.
Yeah, the first two players in Baltimore were Jonathan Ogden and Ray Lewis.
Right. I felt happy for a group of fans, a core group up there that has never given up on that team. I think there's something laudable there. And you know what, dude? I think it's exciting that suddenly they have something to be legitimately
exciting
about in the form
who,
of
though?
Baker Mayfield. Steelers fans, it's more fun when the teams in your division are good.
Wait a minute.
When beating a team like the Browns means something other than, oh, it's we kicked the tomato can again.
See, I think that Steelers fans would rather beat Cleveland to a pulp and laugh at them from afar than have to face them in two, like, back and forth, grueling games that are like the AFC North is hinging.
So you think path of least resistance is what fans want?
Oh, but I also think because they're so close, I think that fans love the fact that the team is a laughingstock. And your reaction last night was to feel like good
for them. Yeah, I love the theatrical quality of it.
My reaction to that whole thing last night was actually to laugh at them.
Why?
Because of how much they celebrated one win.
I
thought that was embarrassing.
Well, they had whole coolers of cheap light beer prepared, locked up and ready.
But
they had a guy dressed like a knight guarding them.
But don't you think it's pathetic that they played We Are the Champions?
Yes. Like, sad funny to me. As the part of me that is a true, genuine Cleveland Browns fan that wants to see them succeed, whatever percentage of me that is, goes, no, don't do that. But the bigger part of me is just excited because they actually look interesting now.
I don't know how you can reconcile rooting for the Steelers and the Browns.
It's very
easy.
How do
you do that?
The Steelers are my first team. The Browns are my second team.
So you're a Giants
fan first?
That would be like if I said the Steelers are my first team, and then the Patriots are right there nipping at their heels.
No, they're not.
They're in the same division, Chris. You can't root for both teams.
Dude. Steelers and Patriots is way less excusable because the Patriots beat the Steelers in meaningful
Craig,
games
can you
every
back
year.
Me up on this? You can't call yourself a Steelers fan and root for the Browns, too.
I think you got to pick.
So you just picked off the air, Craig. You're a Browns fan suddenly.
I've been searching for Browns hats until Bell and Brown are off this roster. I'm done with this team.
Craig's an absolutist here. That's not a fence-sitting opinion. He threw that one right down. He's not a consumer. No, I think you can be a fan, especially when the one of the two teams is really, really, really bad. I think it's easier to be a fan of two.
All right. I want to know if other people, and maybe I've just totally misread the room, but I want to see if there are actually people in our audience who agree with you. I'd actually love to hear from people who think you're an idiot on this, too. You think that people in Pittsburgh were actually happy.
You asked me to say for my own part.
Okay.
I don't know if people
you
were
said,
happy.
Well,
I think most
on.
People aren't like
but no, but you made a you painted with a broad brush just like Tomlin loathes to do. You said that you think there are people here who want to see the Browns get good again because they value the rivalry.
Because they value beating a good team more and they enjoy it even more. Oh, you're good and you still can't beat us.
Okay, so if you like the quarterback, you like Baker Mayfield and respect what he did last night, then that was a step in that direction.
You better
believe
it.
Towards the rivalry getting good again.
But I think they might beat them this year in Pittsburgh. If Baker gets the start, I think they might.
Well, they have a chance against this defense.
That's
if
what
Mahomes
I mean.
Mahomes can throw six, maybe Mayfield can throw seven or eight. 412-928-9370. What was your reaction to the Browns getting their first win last night in 2+ years? Chris?
You're happy for them, Pittsburgh.
Chris
Search
said he was
feelings.
Actually happy
Search
for them.
Search your feelings. You know it to be
412-928-9370. That's the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. It's the PM team.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.